I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Staff and Practice Series. Well, the Gemara in today's Daf, Sachem Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, quotes from a Mishnah that discusses if you had two babies, one of them was supposed to have the bris on Shabbos, one of them was supposed to have the bris on Sunday, and there was confusion, there was a mix-up, they gave the bris to the wrong baby. The Pischa Tshuva in Yarden, Sim Reish Samach Hei Sipkat and Test, discusses a scenario in which you had a mohel come to do a bris, and there were two babies there. One of them was Bismana, one of them was the eighth day, and one of them, it was already the ninth day, they couldn't do the bris yesterday for whatever reason. And today, this mohel is presented with two babies to do the bris for. Does one have precedence over the other? Is the mohel supposed to give the bris to one baby before the other? So the Pischa Tshuva quotes from the Tshuva's Bris Avram that from a halachic perspective, there none of them has priority over the other, and he can really do whatever he wants. Now he suggests that perhaps in order to avoid fighting, in order to avoid machlokas, there's a minhag that developed to give the bris to the baby that was born first. So he was born first, so he gets the bris first. But the Pischa Tshuva says that there really, from a halachic perspective, there is no reason why one has priority over the other. But naturally, this isn't agreed upon by everyone, and there's a machlokas. Some say that the baby who was born first, really from a halachic perspective, should have the bris milah first. And others say that no, the baby who today is the eighth day, it's bismana, it's the right time to have the bris, he has precedence. Why would that be? What's the argument based on? So to say that this baby, the baby who it's the right day, it's the eighth day, so it's the ideal way to perform the mitzvah. So since this is the ideal way to perform the mitzvah, that mitzvah should be done first. The other one, the shol bismana, it's not the ideal way to perform the mitzvah, that should go on second. What's the counter argument? That if it's the eighth day, okay, so the whole day today, you have that opportunity to do the mitzvah, and it's totally ideal. You're doing the mitzvah on the eighth day. The other baby, it's shelo bezman, it already passed the time you're supposed to do the bris. Every single second that you delay, you're being over on a mitzvah. Since you're over an avera, every single second that you don't do the bris. And therefore, of course, you have to rush and give that bris to the baby shelo bezman as soon as possible. It sounds like a very compelling argument. What's the first opinion hold on that matter? So it really goes back to a fundamental question that if a baby wasn't able to get the bris on the eighth day, now it's the ninth day, tenth day, whenever it is, do I say that every single second you don't get a bris is an avera? Or do I say that as long as you let the day pass, it's a problem? And it seems that many poskim, I've seen in the name of the Chazon Ish and many other great contemporary poskim, they assume like that latter side. And therefore, if a baby was sick, or something, for whatever reason, wasn't able to have the bris on the eighth day, we don't say, okay, the second that he's able to have the bris, you have to rush as soon as possible to give the bris. You have to wake up from the crack of dawn at Nates in order to give the bris. Rather, typically, we have the bris early in the day because there's reason makdim in the mitzvah. We want to rush in order to perform the mitzvah. We don't look at it that every single second that you delay is an avera. And that's why even if the bris isn't on the eighth day, we're able to assume that as long as the day doesn't pass, there isn't an additional avera happening. And that's why there are those that are of the opinion that if you're presented with two babies, one of them is bismana, one of them is the appropriate time, and the other one is shlo bismana, the one who it's the eighth day, it's the appropriate time to do the bris, should have the bris first.